I was listening to the news this morning. A friend that I know runs a Kollel Chatzos sent me a message yesterday that they're going to be going to Shechem, to the Kever of Yosef HaTzadik. When I saw the word Shechem, I felt frightened. But I decided I'll send a name. And then this morning, just before I hear the news, that there were a few buses. They usually go every Rosh Chodesh. But Talmud, there are some that say that it's the yard site of Yosef HaTzadik. So they had three or more busloads of people going into Shechem in the middle of the night. And then suddenly the Arabs open fire, as if a war zone. Shooting, they have guns, they have ammunition, and they have no fear. I remember my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Livracha, 50 years ago, when it was a completely different world and a completely different Eretz Yisrael. After the 1967 war, the Arabs were afraid of the Jews, not vice versa. The Torah says that Shechem was a place that's mesugal for trouble. It's a place that's set up for trouble. Today's Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. It's the beginning of the 40 days of the trip of the Meraglim to spy out Eretz Yisrael. And the trip was a disaster. It brought us Tisha B'Av. It brought us the destruction of the first and second Beis HaMikdash. And World War I began on Tisha B'Av and other big tragedies. And Reb Shimshon Ostropolia, the great, great Reb Shimshon Ostropolia, reveals a secret that the Pasuk in Parsha Shlach, in the beginning, when it introduces the mission, the day of the turning of the grapes. What does that have to talking about Meraglim and Eretz? And he reveals an incredible secret. The word bikure means ripening. The word bechor means first. And the word first could mean number one. The word first could also mean before. If I say I was here first, it means I was here before you. Bikure anovim means before anovim. The letters before, ayin, nun, beis, mem, are samach, mem, aleph, lamed, which is the name of the angel of death, the name of the Yetzirah, the angel of death, the Satan. That these were the days of the Satan. These 40 days are days when the Satan, the Malach HaMelech, has extra power and we need to be extra careful. And the fact that they set out on this mission during those days means they had a major strike against them. And the situation now in Eretz Yisrael, in Ukraine, in the whole world is one big Mokim Sakona. All the Sfarim write that this world is a Mokim Sakona. It's a Mokim of Sheker where the Sheker is prevalent and powerful, and the Emes is small and less powerful, and the person needs to be careful. The Gemara says, Chamira Sakanto Me'isura, that for a Jew to enter into a dangerous situation is a much more serious sin than entering into a non-kosher situation, Chas V'Shal. And we need the guidance of Talmidei Chachamim, who are qualified to tell us what's dangerous, what's more dangerous, and what's not dangerous. And when something is dangerous, to know that we're not allowed to do it. The Torah says that Hashem told Shmuel Anavi, I want you to go to the city where Yishai lives, and I want you to anoint his son as the new king. This is during the reign of Shaul HaMelech. And Shmuel Anavi says to Hashem, how could I do that? If Shaul finds out, he'll kill me. And the question is, who are you talking? You're talking to Hashem. Hashem created the world and Hashem is running the world. Hashem tells you to do something and you say, Hashem, I can't do this because I'm afraid he's going to beat me up and he's going to kill. But Hashem told you to do it. And the Gemara says Shmuel HaNavi was correct. Hashem said, you're right. Just testing you. Just want to see if you learned your Chumash, if you learned your Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Right, a Jew is not supposed to go to do something dangerous. And therefore, I want you to bring along sheep. So that if anyone asks what you're here for, you came to bring karbanos. Don't tell them your true mission here. So Shaul HaMelech won't find out. And the Gemara says, from here we learn out that a Jew is not allowed to put themselves in sakana, in danger. Hashem should give us the right direction, clear direction, and Eitzah Tova in Eretz Yisrael, all over the world, and especially now as we're headed towards Rosh Hashanah. We're starting the fourth quarter of the year, headed towards Rosh Hashanah, when there are many Jews who travel to their Rebbe for Rosh Hashanah all over the world, and especially the Breslovers who would love to travel to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. Hashem should guide us and direct us to do the right thing and to be safe and well. No one should be harmed. If we go, no one should be harmed on the way there, while we're there, and on the way back. we dedicate the learning today, Leiloi Nishmas, Yaakov ben Fega, whose yahrzeit is today, Aleph Tammuz, and also Leiloi Nishmas, Tuvia ben Rabbi Yisrael Yitzchok, Yerachmiel Daniel ben Gedalia, and Rosa Basi Tamar, and for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need it. B'seich shachar l'Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal continues, V'zehu meirochoi kashem niroli, v'ahavas oylam ahavtich, alkein mishachtich chosid. This is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu Navi, where he says, Hashem revealed himself to me from the distance, and I love you always, eternally, and therefore I draw chesed. Ki kol hanevua shenibo Yirmiyahu Shom, Nemar al soif hagolus achron hazeh, because the entire prophecy that Yirmiyahu Navi is reciting over there is referring to the future, the final golus that we are in today. Shemenachim shomes Yisrael benachomos gedolos venefloes, whereby Yirmiyahu Navi is consoling us with incredibly powerful consolations. She'af al pi sheyerdu kama sheyerdu, even though the Jews were going to go down, very far down spiritually. Af al pi kein, lo yazvein Hashem. Despite that, Hashem will not leave us. Kemavor Hashem, as is expressed over there in the Navi. Ve'ikar hanechom, and the greatest consolation is, she'af al pi sheba'achris hayom eile, yi'ashem yisborach nistar ve'nelam ve'nisrachek moid moid, although during the final days of this final exile, Hashem is going to be very, very hidden and very distant from us, afal pikein, despite that, al yedei goydel ho'ahava v'ha'hishtekikus v'horotzayim toiv shal Yisrael, as a result of the deep love and yearning and longing that we will feel for Hashem, yizku l'shaber kol hamenios, will be successful in overcoming all the obstacles, haboim al yedei oitzem ha'hastoros, which are a result of the fact that Hashem is so hidden from us. V'yamshichu hachiyus digdusha, and will be able to draw holy life and energy, shehu his galus yediyas elokusoi, which expresses itself in the form of recognition of Hashem, mimerchak, will be able to draw it from the distance. What do we mean from the distance? Haynu mimokoin govoya, from a very high source, shehu rochoik moed meitono, which is very, very far from us. V'zehu meirochoik Hashem nirali, meirochoik daika, that we're going to be able to see Hashem coming, beaming down on us, not from the regular places, but from the highest, highest places. V'ahavas oylam ahavtich, because the love that we feel for Hashem is eternal. Haynu ahava v'hishtokikus v'rotzayim, that we're going to arouse those people that are going to be religious, those people that are going to come close to tzaddikim, are going to awaken a deep love and yearning and longing for Hashem. Aydeze daiko nizke lekabel ho'emes. And through that specifically, will be zeichet to receive the truth. Shehu b'chinas his galus elokusei zborach. The ultimate truth, the most important truth, is the revelation of and recognition of Hashem. This is that double portion that we've been speaking about throughout this halacha. Meaning that even though a person goes down and falls spiritually, no matter how far down they fall, if the person remains strong and solid in their desire and yearning for the real truth, fall can serve as a springboard, like in a major, major aliyah for the person connecting to the highest place. Shezeo bechinas yerido tachlis ho'aliyah, ki chazdei Hashem lo yisomnu, because Hashem's kindness is infinite. V'ho'ikar, the most important thing that we need to know what's required of us, al yidei ho'rotzoin v'ha'ishtetikos, never to stop wanting. I want to come close to Hashem, even if I'm making mistakes along the way, even if I'm doing the wrong thing, I still want to come close to Hashem. I want to do the right thing. This is what enables the tzaddik to rise up to the highest levels of kindness. And the tzaddik draws new life and new spirit from there. Shubachinas Pishna, and that's this double portion, Hanimshach Mimokoin Elyoin Varochik Moi, which is coming from a very, very high, distant place. Now, Rav Nosson Zal touches again on the very sensitive topic of Machlokes, the terrible, terrible Machlokes that Rav Nosson Zal and his students experience from supposedly very religious Jews. Paragraph of Gimel, V'zeh b'chinas goydel horash v'hakategoria sh'nisoyer b'chol pam al ha'mekoyrovim letzadik o'emes. And this is all tied into the major explosions and opposition, machlokes, that gets initiated all the time against those who come close to the true tzaddik. Ubifrat ato, especially now, Rav Nosson Zal says, during his time, kimachmas shemaisi hador einam oilem yofer, because of the fact that the general population is not doing so well religiously. V'afal pikein nimtzoim ansheemes shechafeitzim u'mishtoikim olemes lamitoi, and despite that, there are some honest, sincere people who really are yearning for and searching for the truth. V'ashem yisborach hu chofetz chesed, and Hashem wants to be nice. V'roitze lekarvam, and He wants to bring them close to Him. Afal pishen kamoshehim, even though these people who are searching for the emes have a lot of mud on them, they've committed many sins. Avoliev shalakavam, kiin meirochoik moi. However, it's impossible to bring them close to Hashem without drawing on light that's very, very far from them. Bibchinas minerchak tovi lachma. As the Pasuk says, bread from far away. Bibchinas, and as Yirmiyahu HaNavi said, meirochoik Hashem nirali. Hashem revealed Himself to me from far away. Bibchinas banto lerei meirochoik v'kanal. So we're talking about the fact that in order to highest places, like Rabbeinu Zal says in the beginning of chapter 30 in Likud Imran, that the more ill a person is, the more they need a greater, higher level doctor to be able to cure them. Ulishom yef shalalos kiim alidei hishtokikus v'rotzayn chozak moi. And to go up to that incredible high place, that rachamim gedolim, that keser, it's impossible to go get up there without incredible, powerful longing and yearning and desire. Alkein shorchem aleihem menios atzumos ad hanefesh mamish. How do we do this? The answer is by putting major, major obstacles in their path. Ad hanefesh mamish, to the point they feel like they're risking their life in order to try to come close to the tzaddik. Sheboim alidei toikef rash hamachloikes hagedoy lamaoi. How are these obstacles generated? By the incredible, powerful machlokes that rises up against the true tzaddik and his followers. Asher rabim komim al kol echad v'echad, whereby many, many opponents rise up against each and every single person who's trying to come close to the tzaddik. Ad shekosher l'shaber hamanias, to the point where it's very difficult to be able to overcome the obstacles. Rak tzrichim lehizgaber berotzoin vehishtotikus chozok mechodosh b'chol pam. But the only way to overcome these obstacles is by the person renewing every single day, coming back with new desire, new yearning, new longing. Validei horotzoin zoichim eich shehu lavor el hakol. And by the person ratcheting up their desire to a climax, to a very, very high level of intense desire of wanting to come close to the tzaddik and thereby come close to Hashem, through that, the person is zoche to overcome everything, lavor al hakol, u'leshaber kol hamanios, and to break through all of the obstacles. Ad sheyiske al yidei zeh daiko lahamshich ruach chodosh didusha mimokoyim rochoik v'gavoyim moid moid. So that as a result of this process, as a result of the opposition and the obstacles, the terrible obstacles, and the person intensifying their desire and everything, as a result of this, the person is zoche to draw new holy spirit, divine spirit, from the highest places. Shehu b'chinas pishnayim, which is referred to as this double portion. Shaydezeh yizke gamhu lehiskarei v'ashem yispar b'emes. And through this, even this person who was originally so far from Hashem, who committed so many sins, will succeed in really coming close to Hashem. Ki hamaniyos v'hamachloikos mishtatchem kol kach. Because the obstacles and the opposition is so powerful, ad she'yefshe l'shabam kim al yidei rotzon chozok b'mesiris nefesh mamash, to the point where it's impossible for the person to succeed in overcoming these obstacles, unless the person is able to ratchet up their desire to the highest place, where the person is willing to die for it. I want it so desperately, I'm ready to die to try to attain it. Ki bevadai tzrichim mesiras nefesh, kedei sheyistarek mimenu hachiyus mikvar, veyizke lohoitzi mikorech alapoyar, because Rav Nosson Zal says it definitely requires mesiras nefesh in order for the person to remove from themselves their old chius, to take out the old batteries and be zeichet to be moitzi mikoyach lapoyal, to be able to bring from potential into actualization through that incredible desire to be able to bring forth new energy, new batteries, and a new ruach on the level of pishnayim. Ki zeh bechinas ki olecho choyraknu kol hayoyim. This is what David HaMelech is referring to in Tehillim when he says, Hashem, over you we kill ourselves all day. Nechshavnu kitzoyim tivchor. We were considered like sheep being led to the slaughter. Kama shekosov sham b'chol ha-kapitl mem dalet. As we find throughout that chapter of Tehillim, chapter 44, Kol hayoyim klimosi negdi, Hashem, all day my shame and embarrassment is in front of me. I'm being embarrassed and shamed and insulted, mikol mecharef umegadev, by those people who are insulting me in the worst way, mipnei oyev umesnakein, from enemies who are looking to take the worst type of revenge from me. Im shochachnu shem alikeinu. If we ever forgot Hashem, Halo Yelikim Yachkor Zois, Hashem checks this out very carefully. Ki hu yodea talum eslei, because Hashem knows what's really deep inside our heart. Ki olecho hoyragnu kol hayoyim, because Hashem, we kill ourselves for you all day. V'chulu, etc. What is the Torah telling us here? Shekeneged ho'ivim ha'mecharfim u'megadfim kol kach, that in order to respond to these enemies who are cursing us and insulting us to such an incredible degree, ve'eino mistakbim b'zeh, and they're not satisfied with that yet, ve'gam o'imdom aleinu b'chol eis lehisnakim chas v'shon, they rise up against us all the time to try to take revenge, to get us thrown into jail, prison, divorces, even murder. Aloy dover, for nothing. We didn't do anything to them. We didn't do anything wrong at all. Ve'ein lonu almili hishoyim kima lavinu shebashamayim. And we have no one to rely on, to turn to, other than our Father in heaven. Ki hu yoidea talum oisleit. Because Hashem knows what's really deep inside of our hearts. She'anu chafetzim rak boho emes lamitoi. That the only thing we want is the real truth. V'ho'emes hu echad, and the truth is one. V'yev shel shanos lo'olam, and it cannot be changed. You can't replay. There's no substitute for the truth. There's no alternative for the truth. V'rotzoin hechozo ku amiti shelanu hu ad hanefesh, And our true powerful desire for this is to the point where we're prepared to die for this. Bebchinas ki olecho hiragnu kol hayoim, as the pasuk says. Hainu rotzoin b'mesiras nefesh mamish. This means desire to the point where the person is willing to go to the most greatest extreme. Vizel, and this is why the pasuk says, ki shocho le'ofor nafshenu. Our souls are, we're bending down to the ground, to the dirt. Hainu bechinas v'nafshi ke'ofor lakol tiyah. This ties in with what we learned in the previous year, the person humbling themselves. Validezeh kumo ezra salana. And through this, by us humbling ourselves, Hashem, please rise up and help us. Ki bevada yazreinu Hashem yisborah, because Hashem will definitely help us. Ve'yivdeinu mehem, and Hashem will save us and redeem us from them. Leman chasloi, for the sake of his kindness. Hanimshach, which we draw upon ourselves, alidei hahishtoitikus v'horotzoin huamiti shel haksherim hachafetzim v'emes, through the longing and desire and yearning of those really religious people who want the truth, who are seeking the truth. Ki chesed hu bechinas ahava v'hishtoitikus, because chesed, kindness, Hashem's kindness, is another word for desire, longing. Those two go together. Bechinas ahavas chesed, as it says in several psukim, that ahava and chesed go together. So the more that we intensify our feelings of love for Hashem, love for the Torah, love for the tzaddik, the more that brings down Hashem's kindness upon us to protect us and save us. I remember seeing pictures and videos 2 years ago, I think it was, and the Ukrainians were blocking Jews from coming into Ukraine. And there were thousands of men and boys, children, in the streets of Belarus, in the streets at the border, near the border to enter from Belarus into Ukraine, standing there in the streets, waiting, opposite soldiers standing with rifles, waiting to see if and when the door is going to open. Someone mentioned to me recently that even though we learned yesterday about how important mikveh is for a breastliver, to go to mikveh every day, there were breastlivers that could have gone, they could have taken a car and gone to a mikveh, it would have meant leaving for an hour or two. They were afraid to leave for an hour or two because they didn't want to take a chance that in that hour, the door will open, they'll be able to go in. But no, they didn't throw rocks at the soldiers. They waited and they did not get in. Thousands of breastlivers, men and boys, who were out in freezing cold, waiting to see if Hashem will have rachmonis and let them in. This is a display of awesome mesiras nefesh. And there are people that said they felt a deep, deep closeness to Hashem, a deep connection. They didn't feel that they failed in their mission. They felt that they did what they were supposed to do. They did the maximum they could, mesiras nefesh, to try to fulfill the words of the tzaddik, to try to fulfill what Rabbeinu Zal said, come to me for Rosh Hashanah. A question in the chat: but if a person has committed many sins, their sensitivity to Kedusha is also damaged. They might be just incapable of really wanting to come close to Hashem. That's true. They have to try. This won't come naturally. But we're being told here, it doesn't require thousands of dollars. It doesn't require punching through walls. It requires awakening desire inside yourself. That's what's required of us. Which, if a person is honest and sincere, depending on the level of emes of the person, in realizing there's no other choice, there's no alternative. I won't come close to Hashem, so what am I going to do? I'll be a horse? If I'm going to be a human being, if I'm a Jew, there's a Hashem. The world didn't come into being by two rocks colliding in midair 60 billion years ago, which resulted in fish and apes and scientists, the scientists who say that. It didn't come into the world that way. There is a creator. There is a Hashem. Right now, I'm far, far away from observance of mitzvahs. But deep down inside, there's a neshama inside. And that neshama knows. It knows. It does know. And if the person wants, they can turn that on. The person has to want. That's this rotzon. And if a person doesn't want, they have to beg Hashem. They have to say, Hashem, I want to want. Give me the right desire. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us an incredible, incredible medrash that's extremely strange, and he's going to make it much less strange. He's going to clarify it for us. Paragraph Chav Dalet, V'zeh Shom Rabbi Seinus Al, this is tied into what our rabbis tell us, Umuva Bepirish Rashi Eoiv, Al Pasuk Tohoim Omar Loi Bihi, V'yom V'chulu. This appears in Rashi in Eov chapter 28, that the Tohoim, the depths of the earth, said, sorry, it's not here. And the ocean said, it ain't here either. Shebishas Matan Torah, Bo Hasotam Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Va'omar Loi, Heichon Torah. During the time when Hashem was about to give the Torah to the Jewish people, the Satan came before Hashem and said, where is the Torah? Omar Loi, Hashem responded, Eitzel ben Amra. It's by the son of Amra, Moshe Rabbeinu. Bo Loi Eitzel Moshe. So the Satan came to Moshe Rabbeinu, Omar Loi, and said to him, Heichon Torah, where's the Torah? Eitzel Yam. It's by the sea. Bo Loi Eitzel Yam. The Satan went to the sea, Omar Loi Heichon Torah, where's the Torah? Loi Bihi. It ain't in here. It ain't inside of me. Leich Eitzel Amram. Go to Ben Amram. Bo Loi Eitzel Amram. The Satan went to Ben Amram. Omar Loi Heichon Torah, where's the Torah? Eitzel Tohoim. Bo Loi Eitzel Tohoim. Omar Loi Heichon Torah. Omar Loi Eini Modi. It's not by me. Leich Eitzel Ben Amram. Bo Loi Eitzel Ben Amram. Omar Loi Heichon Torah. Eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's by Hashem. V'zeh Shomar. And this is what the Pasuk says in Eoiv. Chapter 28, Pasuk 14. Tohoim Loi Bihi. The Tohoim says, it's not me. V'yam Omar Eini Modi, and the sea says, it's not with me. Lo yutan segor tachteho. Can't claim it. Avadoin umove samru. However, destruction and death said, they said, lo yutan segor tachteho. Can't get to it. Upirish Rashi. Rashi says over there, Hama'abdin u'meimisen atzmon aleho, that it's only those who are willing to ama'abed means somebody who commits suicide and willing to die over it. Amru, they said, bo'ozneinu shamanu shimo, with our ears we heard the sounds. We heard the sounds of Matan Torah. Shehayogea bo, a person who struggles, really struggles for Torah, Miskayem Espoi. The Torah has a permanent existence by that person. V'hine kol roye yishtomem al divrei ha'agod azois. Everyone who sees this is amazed, is just flabbergasted by the words of this medrash. Ki hi plia ma'oid mitchila v'atzoif. It's very strange from beginning to end. Ki mitchila yikshu, because our first question is, why is the Satan going to Hashem to ask for the Torah? He loves Torah. He hates the people who fulfill the Torah. And he's constantly battling them. Why did Hashem have to respond to him and tell him to whom he gave over the keys to his treasury? Is Hashem appointing him as an advisor of the king? And then an even greater question, what justified Moshe Rabbeinu confusing the Satan and telling him it's in the ocean? The Achakach she'etzal Tohim, and then afterwards he changes his mind and he says it's by the Tohim. Ve'eichoytzi sheker mitivcho lila. How in the world could Moshe Rabbeinu possibly lie? Ve'gam v'chiloyoda she'achakach yaser eilov. And didn't Moshe Rabbeinu realize that when the Sultan would go to the Yam and see it's not there, he's going to come back to him? Ve'gam achakach eichomar she'etzal kodesh baruch hu. And then afterwards Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, no, it's by Hashem. Whereas where the truth is, Hashem had already given the Torah away to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ach be'emes, hakol naicha. But Rav Nosson says the truth is, everything fits beautifully here. Everything makes perfect sense, as we're going to explain. Ve'ikra haklal hu she'ief she'lekabel esav toira b'chol odom v'chol zman. The main rule is, the main thing we need to know is that it's impossible to receive the Torah. Any person, at any time, da'ayinu she'yizkeh lekayem esav toira, meaning to really succeed in fulfilling the Torah. Ulahovin darkei ha'toira al mechoina, and to really understand the Torah properly. That's called receiving the Torah. When we speak about receiving the Torah, that's what we're talking about, both on a general level regarding the Jewish nation, and every individual Jew receiving the Torah means really understanding the Torah properly and fulfilling it properly. All of that is impossible to accomplish without major, major effort and struggle. We have to overcome major, major obstacles before each and every individual person could be zoche to the right connection to the Torah. As the Gemara says in the beginning of the Sechta Megillah, Yogati umatsosi tamen. If a person tells you, I worked very hard, I struggled, and I found I was successful, believe them. If a person tells you, matsosi velo yogati, I achieved success and I didn't even have to work hard for it, al tamen, don't believe them, v'chulu, etc. V'hine hasoton, this Satan, who Hashem has given him the power to do battle and to oppose those who want to accept and fulfill the Torah. Because the true fulfillment of the Torah is dependent on this. It's dependent on the person having opposition, having a yetzahara, a satan, who tries to block the person, who tries to prevent the person from getting up in the morning to go to shul, from going to the mikvah, from doing mitzvahs. That's what creates a situation of bechira, of choice. Because without free choice, the Torah really has no place. Because this is the reason why Hashem did not give the Torah to the angels, but rather he gave it to us human beings, because human beings have free choice. The Iker HaBechira, and what creates this free choice is the fact that there's an opposition. There's truth and there's sheker. There's light and darkness. There's a satan who's offering all the opposite of what the Torah is offering. And this is also what enables the satan to prosecute us all the time. As is known throughout the Gemara, that it's this angel who tries to provide every type of obstacle blocking us from fulfilling the mitzvahs, he's the one who goes up and prosecutes against us. And that's what gave him the right and the ability to go before Hashem and ask Hashem, where is the Torah? Because the Satan understood that Hashem wants to give the Torah to the Jewish people. And the Satan wanted to oppose that, to argue against that. Because they are not yet worthy to receive the Torah. Because the truth is, the Torah was given to us before the right time. As our rabbis expound on this pasuk, Dovar Tzivol Elav Doer, that originally Hashem's plan was not to give the Torah to the world before 1,000 generations. And in the end, he gave it after 26 generations. If you count from Adam Arishim to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's only 26 generations. And that's what justified the Satan coming before Hashem and saying, what are you doing? Where's the Torah? Kihu memuna alze lishor ulekatri, because that's his job. His job is to ask questions and to oppose. Heishavoy Hashem Yisborach, Hashem responded to him, Kvar huetzel ben Amro. Sorry, buddy, the Torah is already by Ben Amro. Ve'im yesh lecho litoini moyu l'skaris boi, lomo kibel. And if you want to argue with him and discuss with him why he received the Torah, lechilav, go to him. So the Satan went to Ben Amram. The Shaul said, "Listen, Heichan Torah, where's the Torah? Koimer Heichan haTorah shekibalto lamosro liYisrael. Meaning, where is the Torah that you received in order to pass on to the Jewish people? Haloi enoy al piadin. There's an injustice here. This is wrong. This is not right. Ki adayin enam ruim limsalem laTorah. They're not worthy of. They're not deserving of receiving the Torah." And Moshe Rabbeinu understood the seriousness of the claim of the Satan, how far-reaching, how serious his claim is. And Moshe Rabbeinu understood that it's difficult for him to come up with a real, proper response to the Satan. Because the truth is that the Satan has many powerful arguments. She Yisrael adayin einam kedayim lekabla, that we, the Jewish people, are not really worthy of receiving. Heishavoy Moshe b'chochma. So Moshe Rabbeinu responded to the Satan with great wisdom. Eitzel yam, the Torah is by the sea. The Kavanosei, what was his intent in that? Ki adayin loy masartiho b'shleimus liYisrael. I have not yet given the Torah completely to the Jewish people. Rak haTorah etzel hayam, but rather the Torah is by the sea. Haynu she'en lecho adayim lekatreg al Yisrael al kabalosa. You don't have to get all upset. You don't have to get all crazy and prosecute the Jews that they have the Torah ready. Ki haTorah adayim etzel hayam, because the Torah is still in the sea. Meaning that there's no one in the Jewish nation who will be able to achieve the real true understanding of the Torah and the real fulfillment of the Torah unless it's a person who's willing to really work very, very hard and to put his life in danger to go deep sea diving, to go into the depths of the sea. Rak hu zoich lebechinas kabbalas haTorah b'shleimus. It's only such an individual that will be zoich to really receive the Torah properly and completely. Ki haTorah amuka min hayam, because the Torah tells us about itself that it's deeper than the ocean. Ve'ein mi sheyizkeh lekabbalah koroi ki im oisan shein bebechinas yoredei hayam. And there is no one who is really qualified and who really succeed in receiving the Torah and fulfilling the Torah other than those people, those deep sea divers, those people who go down to the ocean. Ki rak hema ro'u ma'aseh Hashem v'nifloisav. It's only those people who really struggle and they put their life on the line to learn Torah to serve Hashem. They are the ones who are zeichet to see the wonders of Hashem. As now Rav Nosson Zal is quoting from chapter 107 in Tehillim. V'alkein ein lecho lekatreg al kabbalosu. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Sultan, you don't have to get so upset about the fact that the Jews received the Torah. Ki adayin lav kol echad zoich aleh. Because at this point, not everybody is zoich to the Torah. Ki im kishe moiser nafshoi. Unless the person is prepared to put their life on the line, leireid l'toy chayam b'shvira, to go into the sea for the sake of the Torah. Umi shehu b'bechina azois, And a person who has that kind of love and desire for the Torah, bevadai magia lo lekabel, that person definitely deserves to receive the Torah. V'alkein rotz ha-sotan tekef alayam. And therefore, the Satan immediately ran to the sea. V'shalai heichan Torah. And asked the sea, where is the Torah? Kito'o. Because the Satan made a mistake. V'sovor shahadovor kipshuto. He thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was giving him a literal answer. Shah Torah b'toch hayam. That the Torah is in the sea. U'tzrichan leiri d'toch hayam l'kapam sham. And you have to put on your bathing trunks, your swimsuit, and go into the ocean to get the Torah from there. Just like the Egyptians sank the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik. We started the shir with Yosef HaTzadik. They sank his coffin to the bottom of the Nile River in order that the whole blessing of Egypt comes from the Nile River, in order that their river should be blessed. V'alkein shora sayam heichon Torah. And that's why the Satan asks the sea, where is the Torah? Ki im hi be'emes b'toy chayam, yamoy tu etz layam lekatroy v'lem noya kol nishir tzalera d'toy chayam lekabishon. Because if the Torah is in the sea, then the Satan's going to stay there. He's going to stand there and try to block anyone who wants to jump into the sea to get it. Ki ze yesh loy koyach lamoy l'mesis v'lem noya because this is the power of the Satan. The Yetzer has been given power and permission by Hashem to try to block in every way, wherever the Torah is found, in order to try to block people from really connecting to the Torah properly so that there's free choice, so that there's choices. Now the sea responded to the Satan with truth. Loi bihi, the Torah is not inside of me. Ki be'emes eino b'toy chayam, because it's not in the sea. Miyad chozar ha-sotan v'moshe, and at this point, the Satan returns to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'shoal lo yisoy oda pam, and asks him again, heichon Torah, where's the Torah? Me'achar shayom oimer loi bihi, since the sea told me that it's not in there, so what did you mean? Omer lai Moshe, etzel ha-tohoim. Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's in the Tohoim. The Tohoim means the deepest recesses of the earth. We'll hold it over here for now. I want to add one point that I mentioned in the past, but it's something that I found so special. The Bnei Yisachar, in one of his Sforim, writes that for a person, for a Jew to be zochah to the emes of the Torah, to the truth of the Torah, is a higher spiritual level than Gilui Elyon Navi, than being on a madrega where Elyon Navi would reveal himself to that person. And he brings proof for this from the Gemara in Gittin. We find, I think, on Davov in Gittin, the Gemara there mentions a Rebbe of Yosser, Rebbe, one of the rabbis of the Gemara, who met Elyon Navi and spoke to him, and the Gemara goes through the whole conversation. Look who we're talking about here. Look who Rebbe of Yosser is. He meets Elyon Navi. Elyon Navi is revealed to him. He talks to him. A page later, there's a whole discussion. Rebbe of Yosser said this, but he's wrong. He's not right. It's like this. The Bnei Yisrael says, I don't understand. You just told me a minute ago he's talking to Elyon Navi. There's a question as to whether he's interpreting the Torah correctly. And he says, from here we see that for a person to interpret the Torah correctly is a higher madrega. He uses the word to be zecha to the emes of the Torah is a higher madrega than Gilui Eliyahu. And what this reminds us is that even though today we have thousands of yeshivas and thousands of sforim and tens of thousands or maybe hundreds of thousands of people learning full-time, half-time, shas, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Halacha, Kabbalah. The Bnei Yisachar uses this terminology to be zochah to the emes of the Torah. This is why we pray so hard. This is why we have so many tefillas in that we say in Shacharis in the morning, V'ho'er einenu b'soyrosecha, v'dabek libeinu b'soyrosecha, v'sein b'libeinu bina lohovin u'lahaske l'shma. I don't get it. What's the big deal? You just open the book and you read it. Or you turn on your computer and you hear it. Or you see it live. You have video, audio, paper. We have every version. You have it in, coming out of your ears, your nose, wherever you want it. You have the Torah totally available. It is. But don't worry. There's still Bechira. And the Bechira is on every level. The Bechira is between non-Jews versus Jews. The Bechira is between non-observant Jews versus observant Jews, And in the religious community, there's Bechira. Rav Nosson Zal started this paragraph with this categoria, that the Gemara makes it perfectly clear that before the coming of the Moshiach, there's going to be machloikis categoria shebena chachomim. There's going to be machloikis in the religious world. There's going to be a lack of clarity in the religious world. People who are learning and davening and talis and tefillin, who could be on the opposite side. They could be agents of the sitra achra, of the yetzer hara, to block people from coming close to Hashem. And if a person is aware of this, then the person realizes how hard we have to pray and plead with Hashem, that in this Olam HaSheker, in this Olam HaSheker, where the Torah warns us that this is going to be the situation, and even though I know I'm not worthy, I'm Sheker, I'm also Sheker, I'm part of the Sheker. I do wrong things every day. I think the wrong thoughts, and I say the wrong things, and I do the wrong things, whether it's with people, my interaction with my family, or with other people. I'm constantly doing averus. I'm constantly making mistakes and everything. So who am I to ask to want to come close to the emes? And who am I to think that there's any possibility of me coming close to the emes? And who am I to say that somebody else is wrong, that they're not the emes, that I'm the emes? Therefore, this is the test. This is the test. This is where we have to be humble. We have to know who we are and who we aren't. And we have to seek Hashem. We have to do it. This is why Rabbeinu Zal puts so much emphasis on tefillah, praying to Hashem. We pray before we learn, but pray after we learn, all the time pleading with Hashem, help me recognize, help me be able to differentiate between truth and falseness on every level, on every level. We mentioned in the Shiurim of Chaim Arad that Rabbeinu Zal met with the tzaddikim of his generation in the Olam HaChassidus. We're not talking about those who oppose. Tzaddikim among the Hasidim, who Rabbeinu Zal loved and respected. And they were arguing, there was a debate about how you see a certain angel. And some of these rabbis expressed very, very strong opinions that I saw this angel and I saw him like this and this. And Rabbeinu Zal shook his head and said, no, that's not how you see him. That's not how you see him. One of them tried to read proofs, more proofs. Rabbeinu Zal heard the proofs and he said, sorry. The Gemara says that there were many who tried, who thought, but they weren't successful, implying that again, that within the emes, there are so many different levels. We should be zeichet to seek the truth and to come close to the truth, tzaddikim amitiyim, and to stay far away from sheker, and to stay far away from machlokes, from opposing any Jews, certainly, and be zeichet to the geula shleima, b'mehera
b'yameinu.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Rav Nosson. Good chaydish.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Chodesh Tov. I see a question in the chat regarding the Torah being given before the fast durations, not being the right time. I thought that on Purim, this was remedied when they received the Torah a second time, when the Jews accepted the Torah this time, Baratzai. The answer is to a degree. But obviously, whenever something occurs before the right time, there's consequences. There's all kinds of consequences. This is one of the main subjects in the Torah and in Likutei Halachos. When the Jews left Egypt before the right time, when we got the Torah, it means there's consequences and difficulties and struggles. And if it was corrected then, it was corrected to a degree, to a large degree.